The White House is now acknowledging that in addition to at least 11 American lives lost in Israel last weekend, there are likely to be an unknown number of US citizens included among the hostages being held by Hamas. With Hamas threatening to execute one prisoner for every Israeli bomb that drops on Gaza, President Biden now calls the situation a hostage crisis. He'll speak later today at the White House after issuing a joint statement with the leaders of France, the UK, Germany and Italy, insisting on Israel's right to self-defense. But at the UN in New York, officials are warning Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that any kind of Israeli ground invasion of Gaza, were it to begin, could break international law. Simon Marks, Washington.